your first time, I'm so thrilled that you're here, and I'd love to meet you and shake your hand before you got gone. God wants to do some great things in your life, and He wants to hopefully use us to, at least today, to get some of those things accomplished. So thank you for being here with us, and we just bless you. We just bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time of the year. It's a time when we are told to be thankful. Father, I pray today that as we look at that, and Lord, as we just explore that thought, that you'll quicken to us the necessity of being thankful and what it accomplishes in our life. Father, I pray as I go forth today to sow the seed of your word, that it falls on good soil and produces much fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold, fruit that remains. Father, I pray that what I'll say will be interesting, that people won't go to sleep, but they'll be interested in what I have to say and what you want to share with their hearts. And so I ask you to bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Did everybody get their my thank list? If you did it, if you'll hold your hand up, they'll make sure you get one. Hold off on that. I'm going to have you do something with it at the end of the lesson. So just make sure you have one so that we can all kind of be together when we get to that particular part. Today is Thursday. Next Thursday will be Thanksgiving. And so we'll go back again next Sunday to our scheduled series that we're doing, which is Tough Questions. And by the way, next Sunday we're going to be talking about hell. So if you've got some people that you might want to keep from going there, it'd be a really good time to invite them to come to church. But today what I want to talk about is Thanksgiving. And of course my title is Three Times a Day. Thanksgiving three times a day. Give thanks three times a day. Now that's going to make a little more sense to us in just a little while. It's amazing how many times the Bible tells us and has to tell us to be thankful people. Christians or Christ followers are supposed to be thankful people. The Bible is full of scriptures that talk about being thankful. Let me show you one of them in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. Now I need you to say that back to me, in all circumstances. Would you say that? In all circumstances. And the emphasis is in. In all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's God's will that we give thanks. It's God's will. He wants us to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean that when I go through a real dark time of life and I'm going through something bad, a horrific time in my life, that I give thanks for that bad time? Is that what that means? Or maybe when somebody has intentionally hurt me or tried to, or my family said things about, am I supposed to give thanks for that? No, that's not what that means. What that means is while you're in that time, while you're in that circumstance, find something to give thanks about. You don't have to give thanks for the people that are trying to injure you, but you give thanks for something. Find something in every situation of which you can give thanks for. Nothing is as bad as it can possibly be, right? I mean, there's nothing that is as bad as it could be. I'll tell you a little story. Remember Charlie Brown? Peanuts, right? Charlie Brown. He'll be on television Thursday. And Charlie Brown has a dog named Snoopy. And Snoopy's on his doghouse, and he's laying there. And it's Thanksgiving Day. And he begins to smell the aroma of the cooking turkey. And he starts thinking. He says, man, today I'm going to get some turkey to eat. And so he's sitting there thinking. And here's Charlie coming out of the house, you know. And he's bringing Snoopy's bowl of food. And he walks back there. And he brings the bowl of food. And he sets it there for Snoopy. And Snoopy looks at it. And it's dog food. And he looks up at Charlie Brown. He looks down at the food. Charlie Brown goes back into the house. And Snoopy's thinking, you know, dog food. Now, I know I'm a dog, but I would have thought that I would have gotten turkey today. And then he thinks about it a little bit longer with a forlorn look on his face. And he says, well, it could be worse. I could be the turkey. It could be worse. No matter what you're experiencing or what you're going through, it could be worse. But why are you supposed to give thanks in that circumstance? Why? Why can't I just wallow in my pity? Why can't I just have a bad time and be angry and be mad for a little while? Why is it that God says it's His will that I find something to give thanks about in every circumstance? What I want you to see today, and what I want you to see quickly, is that as fast, as the quicker, that the sooner that we can begin to give thanks, the faster or the sooner that we will get out of that circumstance. Let me show you this. It's in Psalms chapter 50 and verse 23. This is from the New International Version. And here's what it says. He who sacrifices thank offerings. Say sacrifices. Sacrifices. You see, a sacrifice is something that's not easy to do. A sacrifice is something that maybe is not fun to do. So when you sacrifice a thank offering, it's not the easiest time to do it. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me. And he, look at this, prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Now leave that up there just a second. And you guys tell me now, what does that verse say that will happen to me, God will do for me, if I give thanks offerings? What does it say? It's not a trick question. He will show me his salvation. Is that what that says? Now, the word salvation there has got nothing to do with you going to heaven when you die. Absolutely zilch. Has nothing whatsoever to do with your going to heaven when you die. Here is what that word means. It is the Hebrew word yeshah, and what it means is liberty, deliverance, and prosperity. What that verse is saying to me is that if I will give God sacrifice offerings of thanks, if when it's not fun to give Him thanks, but if I will do it, if I will praise Him and thank Him in every circumstance that I find myself about something, that what He will do for me is give me liberty and deliverance and prosperity. That's the promise. The promise is that if we, in every circumstance, in that circumstance, if we will begin to thank God for things that He has done for us, that all of a sudden we're going to find liberty from that circumstance, we're going to find deliverance from that circumstance, and that circumstance is going to take us and make us prosperous. Now that's what that verse says. Now let me read it to you from the King James Version. It words it somewhat different, but it's another way, another thought that we need to comprehend. King James Bible says in the same verse, it says, "Whoso offereth praise," and that's the Hebrew word tadah, and what that means is an extension of the hands in thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you do for me. And you find something in that circumstance to tadah God about. You praise Him for something while you're in that particular circumstance. And here's what He says, that will glorify me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright. And this is why I wanted to read this particular translation. His conversation, all right? Now, what the word conversation means is walk and talk. In other words, as you order your life right, as it becomes a lifestyle, that in every situation that you find yourself, any negative situation, any bad situation, or any good situation, if your lifestyle is to dog God, thank God, then what God says is you will see His salvation. Will I show the salvation of God? He will show us the liberty, the deliverance, and the prosperity. Now, there are people that we all know that aren't prosperous. They are in bondages, and if you will look at their life, you will find out they are not thankful and grateful people. There is a key, a power, that I want us to see today in thanksgiving. Now, Daniel, all of us remember the story about Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel had this remarkable ability to give God thanks in every situation. He had a lifestyle of thankfulness. Let me show you this in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. This is what the Bible says. Three times a day. How many? Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. This had become a lifestyle to Daniel. Three times every day, Daniel found something to thank God about. Three times every day. And Daniel was one of the most successful people in the Bible. But if you know Daniel's story, you have to remember and realize how difficult that would have been for him to do that. You see, Daniel was a Jewish boy living in Babylon. And what had happened, as a young boy, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, sent the armies down to Jerusalem and took the people, just annihilated the people. They tore down the city, the walls, the temple. They took Daniel's parents and killed them, took Daniel off as a slave back to Babylon, and made him a eunuch, took away his manhood. Yet the Bible says, and you think you got it bad, the Bible says that in everything Daniel gave thanks to God three times a day. This is amazing. I don't know what you're going through, but it is not as bad as what Daniel went through. And I'm telling you, he found a way to give God thanks three times a day, every day. Every day, in every circumstance. Daniel's one of the most successful people in the Bible. And One time, it tells us time after time after time when God showed Daniel his salvation. One of those times is the time when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. Daniel's political adversaries had gotten tricked the king to make an edict so that whoever prayed to some other god other than the king was going to be thrown into a lion's den. It was a form of execution. So Daniel, though, he prayed three times a day to his God, and he didn't care who saw him. So you know the story? They took Daniel and threw him in a lion's den. Now, the king at that time is named Darius. Darius liked Daniel. The Bible says he liked him a lot. And though Darius, though influential and the king, could not stop the lion's den experience. How many of you know sometimes you go through stuff and I don't care who you know, it's not going to stop that stuff. See, but Daniel was thrown into this lion's den, but as quickly as Darius could, he got to Daniel. He got Daniel out of that situation. Let me read you the verses here in Daniel chapter 6, verse 19 and 23. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. See, when we're thankful people and grateful people, just leave that up there. When we're thankful and grateful people, people hurry to help us. Influential people will like people who are grateful and thankful. And then verse 23 says, the king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him. That experience did not damage Daniel. That experience didn't wound him for life. He was able to get through that experience. You know, a lot of times we go through stuff, circumstances, and we're still talking about it 15, 20 years later because it wounded us. But see, if we'll give thanks and be grateful, that thing won't even wound us because he, Daniel, had trusted in his God. Now, I want to tell you something. Not only will God supernaturally send angels to shut the mouths of the things that are trying to devour you, not only will God do that, but he will also send influential people into your life. People that will get you out of situations. People that want to help you, that will hurry to help you. You don't have to beg for their help. They'll get up early in the morning and come and try to help you as soon as they learn that you're in a problem. You see, what God wants us to understand is that if we're grateful people, people will help us. Not only will he help us with angels and so forth, supernaturally, but also he's going to have people to come and help us. Who's influential in your life? How about your boss? Are you grateful for your boss? Are you thankful for your boss? How about your spouse? Are you thankful and grateful for your spouse? Children, are you thankful for your parents? They want to help you. If you're grateful for them, they will help you. You see, there are people in our lives that God will cause to help us in life and get us out of every situation that we get into. See, we need to start doing what Daniel did and find something to thank God for three times a day. We can't out-thank God. I didn't say out-think God. I said we can't out-thank God. You can't do too much thanksgiving. This is so interesting because as I got to this point in my lesson, I was back in my study, and so I just wanted to pray. And so I came into here, and I began walking and praying, and I was just going to do that. I was just going to thank God. I started thanking him for things, and the list just grew and 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 grew. You know, it was amazing to me that all of a sudden, I didn't care what was really going on. All the negative things just went away. And all I was focusing on were the great things and the good things of God. We got to be like Daniel. Can you imagine how life would be if we were just thankful and grateful people? What kind of deliverance could people find if they became very thankful and grateful people and found something to thank God for three times a day? You see, the liberty that people... You see, things are have people in bondage, addictions and habits and those kinds of things. Well, listen, the Bible says that if you will learn how to thank God, he'll set you free. Deliverance that comes to people. The things that the enemy has planned to trap you and snare you. Listen, if you're thankful and grateful, God says, I'll make sure that my salvation shows up for you. And that thing won't hold you. You'll be delivered from that. The prosperity that people can have. If they'll learn to be thankful, God says, I will cause you to be prosperous if you will be thankful. We need to find something three times a day to thank God about. How many of you recognize the name Oprah Winfrey? You recognize that name? I know you do. Oprah, of course, is the person who gave away 276 new automobiles to the attenders of her television program this year. According to Forbes, Oprah is the most powerful woman in the world and has a net worth of more than $1 billion. She's done well, hasn't she? She's been very successful. But did you know this? That Oprah has a gratitude journal? Gratitude journal. Judy and I were talking about this. I didn't know it. Judy told me about this, and so we began to research it. Now, what a gratitude journal is a journal where every day you write down something that you're grateful for or you're thankful about. Let me read you this. This is a quote out of an article that I found that's called From Spiritual Health. Let me show it to you and read this to you. Gratitude has been a repeated practice and subject on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Oprah has referred to the gratitude journal she keeps. In the gratitude journal, the writer lists 5 things each day to be grateful for. Keeping the journal provides daily practice. The April 17, 2000 show, which was called Gratitude Stories, opens with Oprah's words, "Thank you." 2 words that can make miracles. Oprah Winfrey, one of the most successful people in the world today, writes down something every day. She writes 5 things down every day of which she's grateful. When's the last time you expressed that kind of gratitude? When's the last time? Do you think God might be trying to show us? See, we can't argue with this kind of success. Listen, when's the last time that you told God 3 times in one day that you were thankful about something? When's the last time you were thankful for something 5 times in one day? See, that's beyond, they don't even think like that. But that's what God's trying to tell us today. If you will walk in this conversation and this lifestyle of gratitude and gratefulness, then what He's going to do is show us the same thing that He showed Oprah. He's going to make us have liberty and deliverance, and He's going to make us prosperous. God wants to do that for you. We need to find a way in our lives to project to Him our gratitude 3 times a day. If we're grateful people, God will bless us. The same is true if we're ungrateful people. It works the other way. Gratitude and thankfulness to God will always take us upward. Ungratefulness and not being grateful for things in life takes us downward. It's amazing. Even if you know God. See, being a Christian doesn't mean you're going to be successful. Let me read you this. In Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Now, I'm not going to read that whole passage, but you can read it and you'll see that I'm in context. I've selected specific thoughts just to make sure that we stay on track and I'm able to project to you the thought. In Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it says this, "For although they knew God..." Do these people of which he speaks knew God? Did they know God? Yes. "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him." They didn't recognize that it was God really blessing them. They didn't recognize it, and so they didn't thank him for it. Now watch what happens every single time when we're not grateful people. Watch. This is what happens to people. "But their thinking became futile." Futile thinking. Thinking that's foolish and meaningless. Thinking that doesn't matter. Just futile thinking. "Their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened." See, out of your heart, comes the things of life, your motives, your attitudes, what God wants you to do in life. Those things come out of your heart. But this in a person who's not grateful, those things become obscure. There's no clarity of life. There's no purpose. There's no joy in these people. They're not happy. They're groping around in darkness. Their heart's dark, and they don't know where they're going, and they're aimless. And they try this, and then they try that, and then they try that, and they don't know wherever. They never accomplish anything in life. Their hearts become dark. Goes on. "Therefore, God gave them over to sinful desires." They begin to covet. Covet their neighbor's house. Covet their neighbor's car. They begin to want things that they didn't have that others did. Sinful desires. They begin to not be thankful for what they had, but begin to sinfully desire what others have. God gives them over to sinful desires. Because of this, God gave them over to shameless lust. Lust. Sinful desires leads us to shameful lust. You begin to covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's car, your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's husband. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in this deranged mentality where these are the things that you're thinking about. And you're not thinking about how grateful you are to God and what God's done for you. It goes on. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind. A deranged mind. A worthless mind. A sick mind. See, and it all comes from not being thankful and grateful. It all starts with not giving God thanks and being thankful in your lifestyle. All this began right there. Ungrateful people are always headed for trouble. Always headed for trouble. Have you ever seen, I hope you don't have one, but have you ever seen an ungrateful child? A child who didn't appreciate what the parent was trying and attempting to do for them. And how their thinking became futile. They just didn't, the thoughts they had just didn't make sense. They weren't taking them anywhere. Their hearts were darkened and all of a sudden they began to grope around. I know some people like this. I've known them and I've watched them for years and years and years. And I watched them as children being ungrateful and unthankful children. And now I watch their lives as adults. And it's been amazing what's happened to them. They grope around and then they begin to have these bad desires. They begin stealing things. Going around actually not just desiring and coveting and wanting one another, but taking. It takes them into lust. And addictions. Lusting for drugs and lusting for sex. And their mind is reprobate. And they're groping around in life and it's dark and there's no reason for their life. And finally you look at them and their life after years of this is reprobate. It's worthless. See, it all goes back to simply being grateful and thankful. You know people like this. You know people whose life is worthless and aimless. And if you look back, you'll see that they're just not thankful and grateful people. But God says, you don't have to be like this. If you'll just be thankful and grateful, I'll show you my salvation. I will show you my liberty and my deliverance and my abundance. I want to cause you to prosper. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. But Jonah... mind was deranged. He was very, very prejudiced. His thinking was futile. God had given him gifts and talents, and he wasn't going to do it. He was had hate in his heart for people. He was ungrateful for what God had done for him. And God shows us in the story of Jonah that Jonah's life went from bad to horrible. He went down. He finds himself in a boat in a tremendous storm with people that he doesn't know. And the waves are washing and these people figure out that Jonah's the problem. Jonah's the problem that they are in the storm they are in. And so they throw him overboard. We don't like to be around people going in the wrong direction. We don't like, all they want to talk about are their problems and their situations. And the next thing we know, we have got sucked into their situations and their problems. Now we're in their storm. And we're going through storms and stuff. We get them out of our lives. Have you ever seen somebody do that? Have you ever done that to someone? Or has anyone ever done that to you? And the next thing you know, Jonah's out there in the sea being tossed around. And the waves are blowing him. And he's alone at sea and in the sea. And as that's not bad enough, this huge fish comes and swallows him. You know, you're going through life and it's already bad, but you say, surely nothing else can happen. And the next thing you know, here comes this other huge problem and swallows you. So Jonah's alive in this fish belly. And in this fish's belly, he starts praying. But his mind is so messed up. The first, in Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through down to verse 8, Jonah's praying these prayers from a futile mind. He's praying how God hates him and how God's thrown him in the water. He's praying, why did you do this to me? I'm not going back to church anymore. I'm not going to worship anymore. These people were bad to me. They threw me overboard. You know, he's praying about the seaweed that's wrapped around his head. He's praying about all this negative stuff. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been in your whale's belly, fish's belly, and all you could pray about was the bad things? And all you were telling God was the bad things. God knows the bad things. He knows right where you are in that fish belly. God didn't want to hear your bad things. What God wants to hear is that you'll give thankfulness and you'll be thankful for what you do have. You're still alive, Jonah. You've been through all of this, but Jonah, you're still alive. Let me show you this. And I want you to see, I'm going to show you two verses, and I want you to see what happens here as soon and as quickly as Jonah gave thanksgiving. Look at this in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. But I, Jonah's rehearsing now and reminiscing what was happening. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. How many knows it wouldn't be easy to sing a song of thanksgiving in a fish belly? But Jonah says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sacrifice this thanksgiving to you. I'm going to sing a song of thanksgiving. I'm going to thank you, Lord, for what I have had in my life and what you have done for me. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation, liberty, deliverance, prosperity. Salvation comes from the Lord. Next verse. Don't miss this. Next verse. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land. Let me tell you what. Thanksgiving and giving thankfulness makes your problem sick. It'll vomit you out. It makes the devil sick. And when we start giving thanksgiving, all of a sudden, we're out of that thing. It doesn't want you. It can't hold you. You make it sick with your thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, Jonah is thrown out of that thing. We've all done this Jonah thing. We've all found ourselves in circumstances. But rather than giving thanksgiving in that circumstance, we did exactly what Jonah did. We talked about people. We said, God, how did you leave us here? I haven't ever done anything to deserve this. We pray about it. And you know, we've all done this. But what I'm wanting us to hear today, as soon as you will change it, as soon as you will give God thanksgiving in that situation, not about the situation, but about the good things that are happening in your life, that thing will vomit you out. It's trying to destroy you. We should pray. Sure we should. But we should pray with thanksgiving. Let me show you this. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about anything. In other words, don't let anything in that fish belly get you anxious. Don't be anxious about anything, but in, would you say in again? In everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Yeah, pray about your situation. Petition God. But then thank God for what He has done in your life. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In everything. In your lion's den. In your personal whale's fish belly. In those situations, thank God. And you're going to come out of it. There was a grandmother, and she was visiting her grandchildren. And it was just before Christmas. And so she was visiting them, and the little boys had gone into the bedroom, and they had knelt down beside their bed, and they were praying. Well, one of them began shouting his prayers. He said, oh, God, please send me a bicycle. Please send me a skateboard. Please send me a scooter. And the other little boy looked at him and said, why are you shouting your prayers? God's not hard of hearing. He said, I know it, but Granny is. It's not how loud you can shout your prayer. It's not how long you can pray. That is not what God wants to hear. What God wants to hear is that you are thankful for what He has done for you. And when we're thankful, it says if we'll blend thanksgiving with our petitions and we offer that to God, then we can see God's salvation. We can see those things take place in our life. Several years ago, I was going through one of the most horrific times of my life. I was embarrassed. I was humiliated. I was depressed. I did Jonah. I was in my lion's den in my whale's belly. And I was doing what Jonah did. Kill him, God. You know, I didn't do anything to deserve this. This isn't right. Well, are you forsaking me? What? Come on, I'm your man, you know. Come on. And, you know, nothing got better. In fact, it got worse. I got more depressed. More people were gone. And it wasn't good. And it went bad until I came in here one Sunday and I lifted my hands and I began to thank God in praise, just like the Bible says. And I began to focus on all that God has done for me, for my wonderful family, for taking care of me, for my home, for my automobile, for my health, for my parenting, for everything. I began just to thank God. And let me tell you immediately, God sent angelic things to shut the mouth of those lions. Immediately, He sent me people that were very influential and got me out of that thing. And from it, we prospered. I want you to know, folks, this isn't just talk. I want to tell you a story. This is not in my notes, and I'm going to try to do it quickly. But I'm looking at Richard Wyman. Richard was diagnosed a year or so ago with cancer, lung cancer. And Judy was at the life group this particular night. And they were discussing Richard's situation. It was bad. He was in a lion's den, in a whale's belly, or a fish's belly. And Richard, though, said, "Listen, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm just thankful for what God's done for me. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children." But there he sits. Lung cancer. It's gone. Yes. You see, this is as real as it gets, people. It totally causes that thing to spit you out. You could say, "Well, you know, that's good. You're Delbert. You're the pastor. Maybe it's easy for you. You don't know what I'm going through." Listen, I do know this. That no matter what you're going through, it's not as bad as what Jonah went through. It's not as bad as what Daniel went through. It's probably not as bad as what Richard went through. Probably not as bad as what I went through. But see, we've got to come to a place where we can give God thanks in everything. 10 times a day? Maybe that's not enough. You can't do too much thanksgiving. What is it? You got to stop complaining about your spouse and start finding something you can thank God for about that spouse. If you want to see something happen, you've been praying, you've done everything else, well, now start thanking. You got to stop complaining about your children and you got to start thanking God for your children. Am I right? And if you'll thank God for your children 3 times a day, I promise you, that situation is going to turn around. You got to stop complaining about your job and start thanking God 3 times a day for your job. Be thankful you have a job. You got to stop complaining about your health and start thanking God that you're alive. Oh, hallelujah! It could be worse. You say, "We got to come to the place." Well, Delbert, that's fine. But you don't know what I'm going through. I do know. I do know it could be worse. A young woman in college, and she hadn't written home in a while. And so finally, Susie, the young woman in college, wrote her mother a letter, and I want to read you the letter. It says, "Dear Mom, sorry I haven't written sooner. My arm is broken. I broke it and my left leg when I jumped from the second floor of my dormitory when we had the fire. We were lucky. A young service station attendant saw the blaze and called the fire department. And they were there in minutes. I was in the hospital a few days. Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day. In addition, because it was taking so long to get our dormitory livable again, I moved in with him. He's been so nice. I must admit that I am pregnant. Paul and I plan to get married, though, just as soon as he gets a divorce. I hope things are fine at home. I'm doing fine. And I'll write more when I get the chance. Love, your daughter, Susie. Oh, P.S. None of the above is true. However, I did get a C in sociology and flunk chemistry. I just wanted you to receive this news in the proper perspective. Susie went to great lengths to tell her mama, Mom, it could be a lot worse than a C in chemistry and flunking chemistry and a C in sociology. It could be worse. Whatever that you're going through, your kids could be worse, your spouse could be worse, your life could be worse, your job could be worse, but there's something about it that you can give God thanks 3 times a day for. And then you will see that situation that's so negative vomit you out, and all of a sudden you experience all the good things that God has planned for you. Let me read the verse one more time. Psalms 50 verse 23 says, "He who sacrifices thanks offerings honors me." It's not fun sometimes to thank God. But if you will, you honor God. And He prepares you, prepare the way, so that I, God, may show Him the deliverance, the liberty, and the prosperity of your God. Find something in every situation to thank God for. If you will, and if you'll make it a life's habit to give God thanks 3 times a day, He's going to deliver you. I made you these cards. It's Thanksgiving. This is a great time. I love Thanksgiving. You know, sometimes I think I shouldn't preach on Thanksgiving and let somebody else do it. But I love preaching Thanksgiving because it always makes me thankful. I'm giving you these cards, and I've got you 5 numbers on there that I want you to take a couple of minutes before I dismiss. And just write on there things of which you're thankful. I told you of my coming in here and beginning to write and walk. And go ahead and write as I'm talking. As I begin to walk in here and just thank God. Listen, I didn't stop with 3 or 5. I kept going. I started maybe in a group situation, and then I worked it down. I started thanking God for the elders here. You know, I started thanking God for my friends. Individually, I started thanking God for my grandchildren. All the wonderful things He's done for me. And if you will do that on a consistent basis, I promise you, you're going to have a blessed life. That situation, whatever that it is that you are in, that circumstance, is going to get sick of that. And it's going to get rid of you. And you're going to experience all that God has. God loves you. That's why He says, it's my will that you give thanks. Because I don't care how bad you think it is. It could be worse. I don't care what you're going through. If you will give thanks to me, God says, I will give you salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, let this soak go so down deep. We've got so much to be thankful for. Yet, Lord, we allow those negative circumstances, one fish, one lion's den, to determine how the rest of our lives go. I pray today, Lord, that every person here has heard this, and that we can't wait to tell somebody how thankful we are for them, and we can't wait to tell you how thankful we are for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, I pray a blessing now on each person here as we leave. I pray they have a great time with their families this week. I pray that during that course of time, you bring this message back to me. And Lord, we see how grateful we should be and how thankful we should be. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming today. Have a great Thanksgiving. I love you.